This podcast is a production of Restoring the Core, an initiative designed to assist those looking to explore classic Christianity with Connected Age resources, online at restoringthecore.com. This is Finding Hidden Treasure, episode number 89. This episode features several Christmastime readings, which I am calling a Christmas sampler of ancient hymns and sermons. The first reading is of the lyrics of an English translation of the hymn Verbum Supernum Prodiens. It was written around the 6th to 7th centuries. It is found in the prayer books of monasteries as early as the 10th century. This hymn is used for the office of the readings as an Advent hymn. Celestial word, to this our earth, sent down from God's eternal clime, to save mankind by mortal birth, into a world of change and time. Lighten our hearts, vain hopes destroy, and in thy love's consuming fire, fill all the soul with heavenly joy, and melt the dross of low desire. So when the judge of quick and dead shall bid his awful summons come, to whelm the guilty soul with dread, and call the blessed to their home. Saved from the whirling black abyss, forevermore to us be given, to share the feast of saintly bliss, and see the face of God in heaven. To God the Father and the Son, our songs with one accord we raise, and to the Holy Spirit, one with them, be ever equal praise. Amen. The second reading is an English translation of a Christmas sermon given by St. Isaac of Nineveh in the 7th century. This night bestowed peace on the whole world, so let no one threaten. This is the night of the most gentle one, let no one be cruel. This is the night of the most humble one, let no one be proud. Now is the day of joy, let us not revenge. Now is the day of goodwill, let us not be mean-spirited. In this day of peace, let us not be conquered by anger. Today, the bountiful impoverished himself for our sake. So, rich one, invite the poor to your table. Today we received a gift for which we did not ask. So let us give alms to those who implore us and beg. This present day cast open the heavenly door to our prayers. Let us open our door to those who ask our forgiveness. Now the divine being took upon himself the seal of humanity, in order for humanity to be adorned by the seal of divinity. The third reading is of the lyrics to the hymn, The Lord at First Did Adam Make. It is found in a compilation by Davies Gilbert, known as Some Ancient Christmas Carols. It was published in London in the year 1823. The Lord at first did Adam make, out of the dust and clay, and in his nostrils breathed life, e'en as the scriptures day. And then in Eden's paradise, he placed him to dwell, that he within it should remain, to dress and keep it well. Chorus. Now, let good Christians all begin, an holy life to live, and to rejoice and merry be, for this is Christmas Eve. And then within the garden he commanded was to stay, and unto him in commandment these words the Lord did say, the fruit which in the garden grows, to thee shall be for meat, except the tree in the midst thereof, of which thou shalt not eat. For in the day that thou shalt eat, or do it them come nigh, for it that thou doth eat thereof, then surely thou shalt die. But Adam, he did take no heed unto that only thing, but did transgress God's holy law, and so was wrapped in sin. Now mark the goodness of the Lord, which he for mankind bore. His mercy soon he did extend, lost man for to restore, and then for to redeem our souls from death and hellish thrall, he said his own dear son should be the Savior of us all. Which promise now is brought to pass, Christians believe it well, and by the coming of God's dear son we are redeemed from thrall. Then if we truly do believe and do the thing aright, then by his merits we at last shall live in heaven bright. Now, for the blessings we enjoy, which are from heaven above, let us renounce all wickedness, and live in perfect love. Then shall we do in Christ's own command, in his own written word, and when we die in heaven shall enjoy our living Lord. And now the tide is nigh at hand, into which our Savior came. Let us rejoice and merry be, in keeping of the same. Let's feed the poor and hungry souls, and such as do it crave. Then when we die, in heaven sure, our reward we shall have. The fourth and last reading is an English translation of the earliest known Christmas sermon delivered by St. John Chrysostom in the year 386 A.D. Behold, a new and wondrous mystery. My ears resound to the shepherd's song, piping no soft melody, but chanting full forth a heavenly hymn. The angels sing, the archangels blend their voice in harmony. The cherubim hymn their joyful praise. The seraphim exalt his glory. All join to praise this holy feast, beholding the Godhead here, on earth and man in heaven. He who is above now for our redemption dwells here below, and he that was lowly is by divine mercy raised. Bethlehem this day resembles heaven, hearing from the stars the singing of angelic voices, and in place of the sun enfolds within itself on every side the Son of Justice. And ask not how, for where God wills, the order of nature yields. For he willed, he had the power, he descended, he redeemed. All things yielded in obedience to God. This day, he who is born, and he who is becomes what he was not. For when he was God, he became man, yet not departing from the Godhead that is his, nor yet by any loss of divinity became he man, nor through increase became he God from man, but being the Word, he became flesh, his nature, because of impassibility, remaining unchanged. And so the kings have come, and they have seen the heavenly King that has come upon the earth, not bringing with him angels, nor archangels, nor thrones, nor dominations, nor powers, nor principalities, but treading a new and solitary path. He has come forth from a spotless womb. Since this heavenly birth cannot be described, neither does his coming amongst us in these days permit of too curious scrutiny. Though I know that a virgin this day gave birth, and I believe that God was begotten before all time, yet the manner of this generation I have learned to venerate in silence, and I accept that this is not to be probed too curiously with wordy speech. For with God we look not for the order of nature, but rest our faith in the power of him who works. What shall I say to you? What shall I tell you? I behold a mother who is brought forth. I see a child come to this light by birth. The manner of his conception I cannot comprehend. Nature here rested, while the will of God labored. O ineffable grace, the only begotten, who is before all ages, who cannot be touched or perceived, who is simple, without body, has now put on my body that is visible and liable to corruption. For what reason? That coming amongst us, he may teach us, and teaching lead us by the hand to the things that men cannot see. For since men believe that the eyes are more trustworthy than the ears, they doubt of that which they do not see, and so he has deigned to show himself in bodily presence, that he may remove all doubt. Christ, finding the holy body and soul of the Virgin, built for himself a living temple, and as he had willed, formed there a man from the Virgin, and putting him on, this day came forth, unashamed of the lowliness of our nature. For it was to him no lowering to put on what he himself had made. Let that handiwork be forever glorified, which became the cloak of its own creator. For as in the first creation of flesh, man could not be made before the clay had come into his hand, so neither could this corruptible body be glorified until it had first become the garment of its maker. What shall I say, and how shall I describe this birth to you? For this wonder fills me with astonishment. The Ancient of Days became an infant. He who sits upon the sublime and heavenly throne now lies in a manger. And he who cannot be touched, who is simple, without complexity, and incorporeal, now lies subject to the hands of men. He who has broken the bonds of sinners is now bound by an infant's bands. But he has decreed that ignominy shall become honor, infamy be clothed with glory, and total humiliation the measure of his goodness. For this he assumed my body, that I may become capable of his word, taking my flesh. He gives me his spirit. And so he bestowing and I receiving, he prepares for me the treasure of life. He takes my flesh to sanctify me. He gives me his spirit that he may save me. Come then, let us observe the feast. Truly wondrous is the whole chronicle of the Nativity. For this day the ancient slavery is ended, the devil confounded, the demons take to flight, the power of death is broken, paradise is unlocked, the curse is taken away, sin is removed from us, error driven out, truth has been brought back, the speech of kindliness diffused and spreads on every side. A heavenly way of life has been implanted on the earth. Angels communicate with men without fear, and now men hold speech with angels. Why is this? Because God is now on earth, and man in heaven, and on every side of all things commingle. He became flesh. He did not become God. He was God. Wherefore, he became flesh, so that he whom heaven did not contain, a manger would this day receive. He was placed in a manger, so that he, by whom all things are nourished, may receive an infant's food from his virgin mother. So the Father of all ages, as an infant at the breast, nestles in the virginal arms, that the Magi may more easily see him. Since this day the Magi too have come, and made a beginning of withstanding tyranny. And the heavens give glory, as the Lord is revealed by a star. To him, then, who out of confusion has wrought a clear path to Christ, to the Father, and to the Holy Ghost, we offer all praise, now and forever. Amen. To our podcast listeners, I want to wish you a blessed, merry, and happy Christmas. Thank you for listening to this program. We can be contacted at mail@restoringthecore.com. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/restoringthecore. You can also follow us on Twitter at @RestoreTheCore. My original blog is still active. It is found at schoolofthesolitaryplace.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening. Please join us next time for Finding Hidden Treasure.